You are now listening to CJSS 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
It is 3 p.m. on July 26, 2024. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca. BC has been raging with wildfires, particularly in the interior. According to CBC's Chad Pawson, there are 403 active wildfires in British Columbia, particularly in the interior. However, there is also a raging wildfire in Jasper, Alberta, just east of the BC-Alberta line near the Rocky Mountains, where 30%, 358 structures from a total of 1,113 within Jasper have been destroyed. Please avoid non-essential travel. Welcome to episode 28 of the Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU Athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, BC Premier Baseball, report on the Northwest League, updates on the Western Lacrosse Association, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First music today was supposed to end last week's show, Severian Dancehall Incidents, The City Was Never Ours. Just a minute, please. Let me take a look. Trying to load my first song. Sorry about this. Let me just take a look. CJSF will be back after the following messages.
We had food growing up and we were used to being able to eat, but then all of a sudden we needed that help. That's why the food bank is here. They're here to help you and... They're here to help you.
The food bank is for anyone who needs one. Visit the food bank near you to help and be helped.
Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
Welcome back. I just realized that at least one song that I was going to play got removed to the new removal list. So first music today was supposed to end last week's show, as mentioned before, the PSA's Severian Dancehall Incidents, The City Was Never Ours, with Wolfman's God Nards. Sorry, just taking some time. Technical difficulties here. Wolfman's Gnards from Siberian Dancehall Incidents, This City Was Never Ours. I'd like to comment on the SFA Athletics at this time. On July 22nd, the Red Leafs men's soccer announced 10 recruits via the SFA Athletics website. Justin George is a forward who hails from North Vancouver, played at Notre Dame High School, the Burnaby FC, won two national crowns and a provincial championship. Alexander Marcoux is a forward who hails from Victoriaville, Quebec, played for College Montmorency and won multiple national crowns, provincial championships. Dominic DiPaola, who hails from Coquitlam, is an offensive midfielder winger from Centennial Secondary, has also played for the TSSRC Rovers and Coquitlam FC. Lionel Kabangu, who hails from Montreal, played a center back for Iowa University. The LC Saint Laurent is a great defender. Kundalini Dominique hails from Montreal, is a center attacking midfielder, winger from College Ahuntsic, CS Longueuil, who is known for creativity, versatility, and speed. Luca Aiello hails from Burnaby, is a fullback, midfielder from Burnaby North Secondary, has also played for three Italian teams. The Bernardo Curi Angolana, Juniores Campioni d'Abruzzo, Juniores d'Italia Finalista. Christopher Nicolaisen hails from Burnaby, is a goalkeeper from Burnaby Central Secondary, also played all Kisa football based in Norway. Jacob McCall hails from Port Moody, is a goalkeeper from Douglas College, and led the BC Soccer Premier League in goals against average twice while playing for the Coquitlam Metro Ford. Mario Lefebvre hails from Edmonton, is a midfielder from United Hill Secondary, and played for the Vancouver Whitecaps FC Academy in August 2022. Brandon and Tristan Torsen come from Trinity Western, joined their younger brothers Kyle, Ryan. And last but not the least is Keon Proctor, who comes from University of Fraser Valley. On July 25th, the Red Leafs men's basketball announced the recruitment of Lance DuPont, a 6'4", 193cm guard from Olympic College, based in Bremerton, Washington. DuPont led the Northwest Athletic Conference with 25.5 points per game, 8th with 9.8 rebounds, 2.6 assists per game, and earned first-team all NWAC, NABC, NWAC All-American honors as a sophomore. Before his time with Olympic College, Lance DuPont played for Balboa College in San Diego, followed by his freshman season at Gaston College in Dallas, North Carolina, and hails from Montreal, Quebec. Next up is Shakuro's It Lasts Forever. Here is Together, Steffi Remix. I would like to feature the SFU Reliefs hockey at this time. On July 24th, according to its Facebook page, five players will wear new numbers for the upcoming 2024-25 season. Keanu Robinson will wear 20, Ben Ward 10, Ben Grabas 23, Walker Erickson 27, and Jimmy Darby 44. All these players are with the Red Leafs non-conference team. Let me see if there are any more updates at this time. Just a minute, please. No, there is no more updates for the SFU Red Leafs hockey for this week. The third act is Ryuichi Sakamoto's Monster Original Picture soundtrack. The tune is Aqua. Thank you. I'd like to feature the BC Premier Baseball League at this time. It is considered to be the highest level of baseball for BC high school students, with many earning collegiate baseball scholarships and some getting drafted by Major League Baseball. Day 3 of the BC PBL Premier Provincial Championships was on July 20th at Wally Stadium in Surrey, the home of the Wally Chiefs, which started with the last quarterfinals, where the number 6 UBC Thunderbirds soared over the number 3 Delta Blue Jays 7-1 to advance to the semifinals. In the first semifinals, the number 2 White Rock Tritons tripled up number 1 Langley Blaze 6-2 as White Rock advanced to the championships, while Langley faced UBC in semifinals 2, where the Blaze bested the Thunderbirds in an 11-10 barn burner with 5 runs in the bottom of 7th to confront the Tritons once again on Sunday, July 21st. The championship Sunday in the BC PBL Premier Provincial Championships. Langley avenged the previous day's loss to White Rock with a 3-2 walk-off win, forcing another game between the top two regular season teams in the BC PBL Premier Division, where the number 2 Tritons bested the number 1 Blaze 5-3 to win the 2024 BC PBL Provincial Premier Provincial Championships. The White Rock Tritons are the 2024 BC Premier Baseball League's Premier Champions.
Attention, women in science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill-building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit SCWIST.ca to learn more. That's SCWIST.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.
Welcome to the second half of episode 28 in the 2024 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic, on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SAF Athletics, feature on the BC Premier Baseball. There will be more independent music. Report on the Northwest League, updates on the Western Lacrosse Association, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the fourth band of the hour, Ruby Sings, Polyphonic Garden Suite 3, with A Wolf in Cedar's Clothing.